This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
All right, let's jump in with the former 3rd District Congressman Dean Phillips, frequent guest of the show. Always adds great insight. Dean, like every guest on WCCO Radio, joins us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Hello, sir. Appreciate you coming on. What was your reaction when you initially heard that Tina Smith was not stepping down, but was not going to run for re-election? And has your instant reaction changed at all in the days since said announcement?
Well, my instant reaction, Chad, was that Representative Angie Craig should step up and run for that seat. I think she would be a great successor to Senator Smith, and I'd like to see Steve Simon run for the governorship. Those are my first thoughts. I know there's some speculation about my interests, but I've made that pretty clear that my future will not be as a senator or governor from Minnesota. But we have some, I think, strong candidates and good folks willing to step up. And I think Angie would be a great, great successor for that seat.
Okay, so this is two formal endorsements. Angie Craig for the Senate seat, Steve Simon for governor. Why those two individuals?
Well, when you use the word formal endorsements, I'm sharing with you my appreciation for both Steve Simon and Angie Craig, and I think they happen to be two of the people with whom I've worked in my faith, their principles, but most importantly, and you know, because we talk about this all the time, Chad, they're also courageous. They're willing to speak the truth, take some risk, and are not part of the political machines, if you will, that I think are causing such destruction, both on the right and left, that so many Americans are so tired of.
When you tweeted on February 13th, I wish at Senator Gene Smith well. I also believe in keeping in one's word and do not intend to run for Senate or Minnesota governor. My spidey sense went up, so did others, with the phrasing, do not intend. Is there any realistic scenario over the next 12 months where you would change your intention and you would get in either race?
You know, Chad, I my word is important. It's a rare attribute in politics, we all know. And I use intention just because there could be a circumstance, I suppose, in which Democrats somehow nominate a leftist that I don't, if I don't think that person can win, I'll probably do what I did when I knew Joe Biden was not going to win and probably couldn't serve another 4 years, which is either work hard to recruit someone who can, and if all else fails, perhaps. I think it's a really unlikely scenario, and it is neither my interest and nor my intention. And I do think, like I said, Angie Craig, who is now the ranking member of the House Agriculture Committee. And most importantly, Chad, he's got private sector experience. And if I've learned a few things in Congress, it's that we, particularly Democrats, need people serving who understand how business operates, how jobs are created, and how policy affects our economy. And I'm just afraid too many Democrats right now don't have that experience, and she's one of the rare ones that does.
Okay, so let's talk about some of the prominent names who are proud liberals, left to center, who have considered running for these seats, including, you know, Peggy Flanagan has announced she's in the race. Keith Ellison is considering it. Ilhan Omar considering it. Those are all for the Senate seats. So let's say one of those three is the candidate, and they are not moderates, not centrists. Is that the scenario where you would reach out to others, and if they did not show interest, where you would run, and would you only run as a Democrat?
Well, to answer your first question, Chad, about the three aforementioned names, you know, they're all hypothetical right now. I do believe Angie Craig is not just qualified, but would be very able. And most importantly, in Minnesota, which is still a, while we look blue to many, it's a purple state, and the winds are blowing in the right direction. I think Angie Craig is the most likely Democrat to win that race. That is, you know, that's simply how I feel. As for running as Democrats, I made it very clear. I'm terribly disappointed in both parties. This is a duopoly that has a virtual monopoly on our electoral system. And if there's one attribute of the United States of America that I think should extend to politics, it's competition. And I think it's time for more. I'm spending time right now speaking with people all around the country about that shared interest. And this is Democrats and Republicans who recognize perhaps the greatest threat to our future is not a foreign threat, but a domestic one. And it's the stranglehold of two parties on our politics.
This is Dean Phillips. It's 42 past the hour, 12. Chad Hartman here with you on CCO. You've mentioned Angie Craig. You've mentioned Steve Simon multiple times for these positions. Do you expect both of them to run for these respective positions, Angie Craig for Senate and Steve Simon for governor?
Well, Chad, as you often get me to do, I say things that I feel that I'm not afraid. I've not spoken with either Steve Simon or Angie Craig about the respective roles. I'm simply sharing my perspective on who I think Democrats should both nominate, support, and hopefully win. So I think that's the best way to put it.
You talked about in your previous answer something we've discussed a lot, your belief in hearing from the center, your belief in where the country really is going. When we approach the next time you have a chance to vote, when you're back in Minnesota, will you still be a registered Democrat, or by then could you be an independent?
Well, Chad, you know, one nice thing about Minnesota is we don't register. You know, we can, all of us, in fact, I would encourage everybody listening to please participate in democracy and don't just vote in the general election, but vote in the primaries. That is, to me, that's the lowest hanging fruit for Americans to actually play a significant role in reforming the status quo. You know, we are letting both parties ultimately elevate candidates who are either too far left, too far right, and the solution to that is available to us. That's voting in primaries. So when you do so, you can vote as a Democrat or Republican, choose one ballot or the other. You know, in terms of my affiliation, you know, I'm not going to abandon the party in which I have believed that has the values and principles that I consider to be terribly important. But I think many Democrats, just like me, are recognizing a significant shift in the base of the party that is deeply troubling, that is foregoing common sense, has shunned pragmatism, and is seeing an erosion of competency. And if Democrats become a party of simply protest, and opposition without solutions, it's not going to be a party at all. So I am trying my best to be thoughtful and inject some provocations into the conversation. And if that's not successful, I'm going to do what I believe is necessary to ensure that my children and yours and everybody's listening, you know, have a country that is thoughtful, that is competent, that protects its citizens, and uses common sense in its pursuit of problem solving. And right now, I think we'll all agree it is a total unmitigated mess.
Let's do this. Let's take a short pause and let's talk about that path, the role Dean wants to play, and how he sees the Democrats and whether they're going to follow that position that he wants them to see, wants them to follow more towards the middle to reflect where he stands, as opposed to dominated by many very visible, outspoken, and influential individuals who are further to the left. Dean Phillips, always making news and giving us insight and causing you to think and react. You can react at any point. 651-461-9226. Back with Dean in moments on CCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Right back with former 3rd District Congressman Dean Phillips. 48 past the hour of 12. Okay, here's a text, because a lot of texters ask important questions too that are relevant, and I encourage them to do that, to reach out 651-461-9226. This could be a term limit conversation too, because Governor Walz is about to finish his second term, not this year, but next year. He's debating both positions. For the governor's position, do you want Tim Walz to run again?
No, I think it's time for somebody new. And I think 8 years is plenty. I do believe in transitions. I believe in term limits. And it is my hope and expectation that others will step up. And Chad, I think we should start having a national conversation about attracting a new generation of potential leaders to public service. The erosion of the public sector should be a concern to everybody, those on the right and those on the left. We see too many politicians demeaning government and those who work in it. We've seen an erosion of interest in becoming firefighters and police officers, and certainly an erosion of those willing to step up and serve in government because of the attacks and of the difficult lifestyle, and even threats to one's life. And unless we start inspiring people to consider these paths and start attracting the best and brightest, rewarding them, and ensuring that those who do serve in these positions can manage, I think we're going to be in big trouble. So I believe Tim Walz to be a friend. I also believe that 8 years should suffice, and it's time for some change.
So let's talk about how younger individuals, or individuals maybe not as young as some might think, but new to politics, get in. Because you laid it out right now, seemingly the path to become an elected official, whether you're a Republican or Democrat, is to run to the extremes, to get the endorsement by moving to the left or moving to the right, and then following the marching orders of Donald Trump or following the marching orders of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Elizabeth Warren. That's not your politics. That's not the politics I'm drawn to. So how do we get individuals who are new to politics, who are more reflective of the majority of this country?
Well, so here's the good news, Chad, and I think my fellow members of Congress and those in the state legislature in Minnesota would agree. There are a number of outstanding people who participate on our campaigns and serve as interns and who deeply value public service. What I hear, though, time and time again, the refrain is, I would love to become a city council person, a state legislator, a member of Congress, a senator, except the money that has to be raised to do so is so obnoxious, and so many outstanding young people just simply don't have the access, the connections, to even consider raising the sums that are necessary, which is why I've made campaign finance reform a hallmark of my platform. So the good news is we do have a young generation, I think, that is compelled. What we don't have is a system that rewards those people, and frankly, this is where I keep making a case about the duopoly. It's the one thing I think Democrats and Republicans agree on at the national party level, mm-hmm. is to protect the duopoly. If we can break that down and there can be a compelling alternative party predicated on common sense, competency, problem solving, and ending the nonsense, and this is the most important element, Chad, a party that would have a significant financial corpus, a big endowment, if you will, that would then allow candidates to run without raising money. That's what consumes 50% of the time. It makes people trade favors for support. I think it's time for a party that raises money from like-minded Americans, that perhaps is amplified with those of extraordinary means, put into an account, and then that party supports candidates to run in races without forcing them to raise hundreds of thousands or even millions of dollars. And that allows us to do our jobs rather than pander to the far right, far left, and spend all our time raising money, which is what too many are doing. I think those two things would make a big difference quickly. And then I think nationally we just have to start elevating schools, families, communities, encouraging young people to consider at least some time in public service, because we can't take this for granted, Chad, and the erosion of competency is a grave concern.
This is Dean Phillips here on CCO. We got about 5 minutes left. Okay, you talk about this here eloquently. I hear you discuss it elsewhere. Should I expect at some point in the next few months more of a formal announcement, some sort of organization, some sort of structure to push this moving forward?
Chad, I wouldn't say in the next few months, but I would say that in the next few months I'm going to continue to listen and to investigate and to watch very carefully which direction our country and our two major parties take. I don't see many indications of anything improving. We haven't spoken yet about what's going on in Washington and about DOJA and Elon Musk and foreign affairs and some very both big opportunities and also some real disconcerting elements right now. So I'm watching.
Okay, so let's stop right there.
We all know.
What is disconcerting and what is a great opportunity in the foreign affairs of the Trump administration?
Well, so let's look at what Marco Rubio, our new Secretary of State, and what Pete Hegseth, our new Secretary of Defense, if you look at their tour right now overseas, by the way, both men, deeply loyal to Donald Trump because he requires it. Some of the statements that have been made in Europe and relative to Europe in the last week have compelled European nations to wonder what the heck is going on with the United States of America. And if we act in a unilateral fashion, if we impose our perspective on Europe, even if it's a solution to the Russian-Ukraine war, that does not bode well for our relations with the most important allies we have in the entire world. So I am concerned about how that's being managed. That said, I have faith that this administration will actually bring more peace to the world than we've had over the last 4 years. As it relates to the other issue, which is DOJA and Elon Musk, I think every American should agree that we need to significantly reform our federal government. We need to become more efficient, more effective, ensure that managers are in place of bureaucrats to actually lead agencies. With all that said, if you don't do it in a transparent fashion, and if you don't do it in a way that is legal, how in the world can we see that as a benefit to the United States? And just as everybody listening has been disconcerted by the number of petty thieves and shoplifters that aren't even being charged with crimes, we should hold the federal government to the same standards. You know, if Elon Musk does anything that is illegal, our judicial system should hold him accountable, or the president of the United States. We cannot have a unilateral activity of someone outside of the purview of the federal government with private data of American citizens doing whatever the heck he wants. I support the notion of reforming the government. I do not support the notion of doing it in dark rooms without transparency and saying the heck with the law. Because if we start there, it's a slippery, slippery slope. And that's
okay,
where
I feel the same.
Sense of,
Yeah, let me just jump because we've got 2 minutes left. I feel the exact same.
Okay.
In the hypothetical and the philosophical, examining our government thoroughly, I'm for. But to me so far, Dean, it's shut it down, then we'll look at it. And then, as you said, there isn't transparency. Okay, it's not. And I don't see any scenario, Dean, where the transparency or a government body allowed to look at Elon Musk is going to take place.
No, and that's why I'm so, Chad, I'm incredulous, because I'm watching my Republican colleagues just give him a hall pass. And these are men and women who deeply value the rule of law, as they should. And I'm watching my Democratic colleagues, you know, do press conferences and put up their hands and object without doing anything, without proposing an alternative, without joining the effort to reform government. By so doing, by the way, Chad, if Democrats would say to Donald Trump, you know what? We agree with a lot of what you're trying to do. Let's work together. But when it comes to USAID, which I believe to be the most important national defense mechanism that the United States has in its arsenal, when I think about the Department of Education, which needs to be reformed, but is integral to maintaining some degree of standards and accountability and resource allocation to our public schools, you can't just eliminate them at a wholesale level and expect our federal government to perform. But if Democrats are simply in front of microphones complaining, that is not a solution, and I'm really sick and tired of it. So I am disconcerted, and that's why I think I represent tens of millions of Americans who simply want some reason, common sense, and competency to solve problems. We haven't even talked about health care. Two-thirds of Americans who declare bankruptcy because of medical. We haven't talked about our education system, which is so behind the rest of the developed world. And if we don't address these issues as Democrats and Republicans and Americans, we're going to need to do so with a new way forward. And that's why I'm hoping that those who are like-minded share their ideas and we find a path forward. Simple as that.
I have to jump in. Great stuff as always. Enjoy your day, and you know we'll talk in the next couple weeks or so. Thank you very much for coming on.
I can't wait. All right. Talk to you soon.
Dean Phillips making news as he always does. Angie Craig, Steve Simon, and Tim Walsh, Not Run, and many other items. That's why we have them on a regular basis.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yep.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.